we realized that healthy food is a concept that is very vaguely defined, so there is no universal definition of what it means.
Hello, this is the Weekly Tradecast, a podcast brought to you by UNCTAD, the UN's trade and development body. I'm Sarah Toms. We're exploring how major events are shaping trade and development, and how that affects billions of people around the world. This week, we're looking at the connection between food, health, and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. UNCTAD has teamed up with the World Health Organization to study the global trade of healthy and less healthy food. At least 10% of the world's people live in hunger. At the same time, more than 40% of all adults are overweight. So it's not just a matter of quantity or getting enough to eat. It's also about quality, by ensuring people have access to safe and nutritious food to help them stay healthy. The supply chain is long and complex before our dinner gets to the table. The study by UNCTAD and the WHO looks at trends in the import and export of a wide array of unprocessed and processed food. Greater insights into the trade flows of food offer new ways for the WHO and others to analyse and address diseases that are linked to nutrition. The research is also designed to help governments better understand food markets and develop nutrition-related trade policies. Well, joining me now to explain all of this is UNCTAD statistician Bojan Nastav, who is one of the authors of the study. And while he's not working, he loves the outdoors, likes to go sailing. He also enjoys traveling and cooking. And hopefully that is healthy food, Bojan.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me here.
Good morning. Now, there's an old saying in English, you are what you eat. So why was this study launched? And what does it aim to do that we don't already know about food?
Yes, it is true that we know a lot about food and its impact on the healthiness and on our livelihoods, so to say. And while at one hand, there are studies to confirm that processing has both positive and negative impacts and that there's questions about nutrition intake and so on, there are also things that we know about trade, how it is very central to today's world and functioning of the economies, but also impacts on our lives. However, the linkage or the merge of the two hasn't been done yet. And this is what we are trying to do with this study, with this actual technical work, to bring together international trade and observe those patterns, like who trades with whom, and in which commodities across the world. So we're trying to see what are the trade patterns of processed food in international trade.
So what were the main findings? Was there anything that surprised you?
Well, actually, yes. You realize that healthy food is a concept that is very vaguely defined. So there is no universal definition of what it means. So in the discussions, we were kind of narrowing it down to the questions of the nutrition value and then to the levels of processing. And so I think this was a very important step. So we are not saying inherently that any level of processing is bad or good for food. Of course, it brings pluses and minuses. So we need to take this into consideration. The next thing that was really a challenge was how to link the universal language of international trade, so the classification, the so-called harmonized system. And even though it has more than 5,000 different commodities, it is still not, in some cases, granular enough to offer this insight into level of processing. It lumps up together different commodities or like the same commodities of different levels of processing. So those were the challenges that we faced. Regardless, we were able to construct this trade matrix, which offers this bilateral trade flows of processed food. So one thing is the food amounts to about 8% of total trade, which I think is an important element. But of course, what happens in time is we see that as international trade goes up, also the food trade goes up. However, the ratios or the shares of different processing levels in time, let's say in the last 20 years, have stayed pretty much the same. So globally, the most traded food item was the category of raw food. And this actually also applies to when we look at different regions, except for imports of Oceania. They do import mostly highly processed food. And when we compare developed and developing economies, we also see some differences. For example, developed economies, they import more food than they export, and vice versa for the developing economies. So they export more food than they import. But also the imports of processed food, slightly processed, but also heavily processed food, if you combine them, developed economies are importing nearly twice as much as developing economies.
Right.
Yeah.
Where people live is obviously a factor, from what you're saying, in whether they have the option of healthy eating. In many places, I suppose climate change is a challenge. Also, processed food is often cheaper than healthier options. So how can we get around this?
Obviously, climate changes, locations where people live and where food is being produced does impact the trade and ultimately also consumption. However, we do see that raw food is the main traded food item in the food trade, which is good. But on the other hand, we also know, for example, that processed food, because it's being processed for being more durable, having a longer shelf life, it's packaged and so on, it is more suitable for international trade. So just by having higher shares of processed food does not mean that essentially the raw food is not being consumed locally.
So how will this research help the WHO and others to address diseases linked to nutrition?
We can call it the value chain, as you mentioned earlier, between the production, trade, and consumption. That is very important to understand the effect on the diseases and the well-being of a nation. Hopefully, by doing additional research, these interconnections will become more clear.
So what do you perceive then, that perhaps less healthy foods will be more heavily taxed?
Probably the policy response would be, yes, we do not want less healthy food or whatever the terminology will be. And if those items can be identified, then they could be taxes levied on it to prevent the trade.
We're already seeing a little bit of that right now with some countries having a sugar tax.
Yes, of course. And the issue is, of course, that at the level of consumption, you can really identify various products. And you could say, for example, beverages. You could see this is beverage or water or something, but this is sugared sweetened beverage. And of course, you can levy a tariff on it or tax in the store. However, when you trade internationally, it is sometimes very hard to distinguish those different products from each other. So they're lumped together into one single, let's say, a commodity line or description. So further breakdown and more detailed, tailored to the needs of the questions of healthy food would definitely support those actions.
From your research, what would you say is the connection between access to food, health, and the UN Sustainable Development Goals?
Well, the Sustainable Development Goals are really looking at sustainable development for all. And as such, of course, they do touch upon the questions of well-being, for example, the goal number 3, or the questions of hunger and food access, such as in the Sustainable Development Goal number 2. And by providing such an analysis, we are really providing, let's say, an input into the analysis of how national consumption patterns are being shaped, not only by national production, but also by international trade. So I think that this is the link that will essentially allow further investigation and making those connections.
Okay, great. That was UNCTAD's Bojan Nastav, who is this week's guest. Tune into the Weekly Tradecast next week and every week for more insights on the most pressing issues around the world of trade and development. And there's even more on our website, unctad.org. I'm Sarah Thomas in Geneva. Goodbye for now.